Unit 8. Exercise 10. Speaker 1.
Open account. We mainly do business in Europe, where most of our customers expect us to give them open account terms. Obviously, this method of payment is good for the buyers, but not for us as exporters, because we don't really have any control over the payment process. We can ask the customer to pay at a certain date or within a certain period, but we can never be sure that they will pay then. To protect ourselves against non-payment or customer insolvency, we usually take out credit insurance.
Speaker 2.
Letter of credit. With customers we haven't done business with before, we always use a letter of credit. It allows us to agree detailed terms with the buyer, which can't be changed once they have been fixed. Above all, it's one of the most secure payment methods in foreign trade. The buyers and seller's bank work together and offer the seller a commitment of payment. With a documentary credit like this, we can be sure that we'll be paid for the goods we supply.
Speaker 3.
Advance payment. We're a small company specialising in high-quality computer hardware. Our company policy is that customers have to pay up front. That means the customers transfer the money before we ship the hardware to them. Because we're a small business, our cash flow situation doesn't allow us to offer customers longer credit periods. We wouldn't be able to cope with delayed payment or customers not paying at all. For us as sellers, it's the most secure payment method. We know, of course, that most of our customers would prefer other payment facilities.